Josh, why don't you start us off and tell us what's going on here?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Josh Vick. I'm an aide to Senator Kelly, Chairman of Labor and Commerce. Mr. Chairman, this CS is not too different from the last CS we had before us. We've included at the Department of Labor's request that contracts establishing the independent contractor relationship be written. We added on an effective date, making the act effective immediately. And something I didn't address before, but it was in the previous CS, on the retroactivity, we have limited that instead of applying to all three wage and hour, workers' comp, and unemployment insurance. It just applies to unemployment insurance in the event a notice of determination has not been given by the department in a specific case. In all actuality, I'm told those are the unemployment insurance is right now the real problematic area. I'm talking with the department, they informed me they don't have any ongoing workers' comp cases they're aware of, and wage and hour doesn't have any cases ongoing either. I did speak with the commissioner's office and was informed that the unemployment insurance division today did halt all investigations and audits pending the outcome of this legislation.
Okay, I spoke to the commissioner about that at a reception last night, and he wants a solution to this problem. He, to some extent, feels his hands are tied. There is another side of the story that we haven't heard. There are some former cab drivers and such that have, once they left the business, tried to claim they were employed for purpose of unemployment insurance. So to protect the unemployment insurance division against that problem, you know, a written contract will get around that whole scenario, so everybody will play under the same scenario.
Okay, any questions about the bill?
Yes, actually I do have a question because I noticed that the packet today does include two letters in opposition. The other day I don't think we had any opposition to this. They're both from Ketchikan. Are these people that are former, did they fit with your last comment that they were former taxi cab drivers? The first letter is from Joyce Godkin, who is the vice president. It says concerned taxi drivers of Ketchikan.
Mr. Chairman, I can briefly address that. Jim Campbell is a former driver in Ketchikan. I believe he left his job in January, then he claimed unemployment insurance. The department did investigate and found that, in fact, he was not. I've got the docket on his case in there that he was not. Didn't have the rights to those benefits, and in fact, and it's referenced if you look in that document that they made false certifications and they said he wasn't a credible witness. So it appears to be a case of sour grapes. But the case from the Department of Labor is in there that spells out that they don't believe he was credible in his complaint.
So you're addressing one of the two letters that
I asked about.
You don't have any information.
I'm not aware. But we do have someone online in Ketchikan that could address that in a second letter, I believe.
No, we're not going to take any further public testimony today. Senator Reeder.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Labor and Commerce Committee adopt the CS draft 8LS0932/3.
Objection. Without objection, the committee says it is adopted. Senator Reeder.
I move that the Labor and Commerce report out